The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It certainly feels now like this series could get ugly. The Rockets have to make some serious adjustments.
They do.
You can't have that many shot clock violations.
Yeah.
Late in the game, when you're down double digits,
yeah,
the clock down to under four.
The Warriors took away the pick and roll. They took away the lobs to Capella for the most part. They took away those kickout passes. The Rockets fell back on the only other thing they could do. Are you familiar with Arnie Wexler? He predicts a severe rise in gambling addiction as a result of the Supreme Court striking down the federal ban on sports betting Monday.
There's a lot of people who don't smoke pot now, and the only reason they don't is because it's illegal. And if it becomes legal, then big deal.
And then calling it a volcano and we've opened up a real circus is maybe going a little too far here because, yeah, do I think it's going to go up? Sure. I think people who are going to bet sports legally, they're already going to casinos and betting.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of Rockets. First hour was almost all Rockets. Second hour, a lot of Rockets, some gambling, heard some of that. So third hour, hopefully we'll have some fun. Try to get caught up on the texts and tweets and whatnot because we had a guest and then a gym. So Trevor wanted to know, how much does AJ charge Joel for the space he owns in Joel's head?
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I don't get that.
See, I've gone on record as that I only bust balls on guys that I like. So if I don't mention you at all, then I don't like you. Pretty simple. But I make fun of Joel every now and then too. But to me, it's always good natured. That's just how things are. But you know, if it bothers him, I'll stop. Somebody says, "Hey, she's probably down for anything." Talking about our gym, yeah, but that not at that price. 618 wanting Preakness picks. The draw's not until tomorrow, so I'm not going to have anything until then. I want to make sure all the horses actually get there. But there'll be breakdown, horse-by-horse breakdown. It'll get posted tomorrow after the draw. We'll have all kinds of stuff for you. We'll have my actual trifectas and picks will be up on Thursday morning. And I'll have another podcast with RJ that I'll do on Thursday, which is going to be tight for me because I got to do that and then jet out to the Greek festival.
Oh boy.
But so there'll be plenty of stuff. And I'm not doing quite as much as we did with the Derby because there's not as much interest. Bottom line is that I justify is going to win. So I got to find a way to make some money with some long shots behind him. So yeah, John, just FYI, I need somebody to record at 2:45 on Thursday.
That should work.
Okay.
You'll be going in right after Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll be in there.
Great. That means there'll be all kinds of crap left in there, sandwiches and half drink, half full soft drinks.
Yeah, he left, or he didn't leave, but he had Chick-fil-A the last time he was here.
Yeah, he's a slob. It's official. But 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And then somebody says that old people with campers should not be allowed to drive in rush hour. There's a good reason. If I were ever in charge of everything, there'd be a lot fewer old people on the road.
Yeah.
I would increase the laws on that. There was a part of town I used to live in. There were a lot of olds, and I was scared to walk through the damn parking lot to go to the grocery store because they don't pay any attention. And you combine olds with people on their phone in a parking lot, you're going to die.
Not going to go well.
Or they're going to hit each other. Bon asked, are you going to hit the Astros and Cano? I don't really have much to say about the Astros other than kind of one of those typical nights where the bats didn't show up.
Like Lance said, it's getting weird that it's either like nothing or a ton. What is
that? Yeah, that's...
And, man, the Mariners, that sucks for them because, you know, they're a better team than I think people thought they would be.
You kind of liked them a little bit this year.
Yeah, but I think that, you know...
If you missed it, he got an 80-game suspension for PEDs.
They're a game and a half behind the Angels and Astros for first place. I mean, they're good. And that's a big blow, man. That's like it's arguably their best player. You know, it's tough to deal with.
Here's his statement. Recently, I learned that I tested positive for a substance called furosemide, which is not a performance-enhancing substance. It does mask it, though. For more than 15 years, playing professional baseball has been the greatest honor and privilege of my life. I would never do anything to cheat the rules of the game that I love, and after undergoing dozens of drug tests over more than a decade, I've never tested positive for a performance-enhancing substance for the simple reason that I've never taken one. Yeah, don't buy it, but that's okay. You just got caught. You needed a mask better.
Yep.
That's all it was.
Maybe he just likes to take...
He said he was given it by a licensed doctor in his native Dominican Republic.
Well, strike one.
Yeah, and he says, well, I did not realize at the time I was given a medication that was banned. I obviously now wish I'd been more careful. Yeah, Robinson, what you should have done was gone to the doctor and said, listen, I'm getting up there. Been in the league a long time. I need a juice. We need to cover it up. Help me out. And then get a better doctor.
Yeah.
Because this guy obviously failed. So, but good for him for not getting caught for 15 years. So, that's pretty good.
I guess. I mean, listen, I don't know how long the guy's been cheating. I just assume that everybody's cheating. Some guys are better at it than others.
It doesn't
helps
bother
me. Sleep at night.
Just don't get caught. This is my whole thing.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
And Robinson Cano is a guy who, I mean, you look up his stats, like what he's done in his career, and consider the position that he plays. I mean, it wouldn't be a shock if he were in the conversation for the Hall of Fame someday. Now, there's no way.
I kind of think he would be in the conversation,
but
I still think so. Here's why. I think with these guys that it's happening to now that get suspended, you kind of do your time, right?
Yeah.
You get, in this case, you get your 80 games, and, you know, if you come back and you're still productive, well, good on you because you found a better way to cheat.
Right.
But the reality is, I don't think that they're going to punish a guy like him as much as they're going to keep punishing Clemens and Bonds because they think Clemens and Bonds kept getting away with it. He didn't get away with it here. He got caught. A-Rod got caught. I think A-Rod's going to have a better chance than those guys for the same reason. He did his time. And plus, he's kind of reinvented himself with ESPN, and ESPN takes care of its own when it comes to that stuff. So there'll be a big thing about how he should get in. And do I think it's fair? No, because I think Bonds and Clemens are no-brainers. But I don't get a vote.
Yeah, he is 583 hits away from 3,000.
Three more years, maybe? Four?
Yeah.
Well, minus the 80 games this year.
He's 35. It doesn't help him for sure.
No, because, I mean, I think he would get there.
Yeah, so that's a – I think, yeah, I think he would have been. And maybe he still will be, but – That's going to be a reason why some people won't vote for him.
Yeah, I bet it doesn't affect him as much as it does the guys who never got punished for it.
Probably.
For some reason, that's where these self-righteous dickweeds are drawing the line in the sand. It's like, well, they didn't get punished for it, so I'm going to punish them. But they also, you know, there also weren't rules against them in baseball until fairly late in the process.
Yeah.
So... 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I think it's kind of sucks, but it certainly sucks for that team.
Yeah, no doubt.
Man, did you see this video? And it's pretty morbid, so don't go look at it. where a lady dropped her baby on an escalator.
No.
And I mean, it died. It was a 10-month-old baby. Was filmed falling to death after slipping from her mom's arms on an escalator. And she had the baby kind of like on the escalator thing, which was pretty stupid. And, yep, she was in a shopping center in Rajasthan, India.
So it dropped. She was carrying it down the escalator and dropped it. Did she drop it like over the side?
Over the side, yeah.
Oh, and I thought it, like, you meant down the
stairs.
And
it was pretty far up, too, because the baby just disappeared.
The baby dead?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a dead baby.
Dude.
Let me see if I can find this.
I got to see this.
Yeah. It says some viewers may find the following video upsetting, but yeah, she's going up the escalator here with the kid. Kid's on her arm, and then all of a sudden, a little bump, and... Okay, why is it stopped? Oh, they cut it off.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. See, I got to find a video where they didn't cut it off. They cut off the baby falling and dying. But you don't see the baby die. You just see it fall and then disappear, and then she goes into a massive panic. So.
You think?
Yeah. Somebody says sounds like she did it on purpose. Not if you watch the video. I mean, she's got...
Did the guy next to her bump her?
Her other kid clearly bumped her, and then she just kind of lost it. You know, that's what happens. Okay, that's why, you know, you don't have two kids.
Good call.
Because...
One could kill the other one on accident.
Exactly. And you're no longer playing man-to-man. You're trying to play zone. And maybe you should have the baby in a carrier. But, yeah, you can find a better video of that, I'm sure. I saw it. You know where I saw this? Actually, I was in my doctor's office, and they had one of those, like, Telemundo or something like that on. And they showed the whole video.
Jeez.
And I was like, wow, I got to find that.
Yeah, if you search baby escalator on Twitter, you'll find it.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do that on the break so I can see the whole thing. Rest in peace, baby.
Sorry, baby. Sorry about your luck.
Yeah. Hey, guys, are you paying more in interest than you need to on your credit cards? How about this? You can refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And, guys, Lightstream is a really, really cool company that's going to take care of you. They reward consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. So how about this? Credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% APR with auto pay and no fees. And I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards. I pretty much assure you it's not 5.49%. The application's 100% online. It's a simple and painless process. The money gets deposited directly into your account, so you're in control with it. You decide which card you want to pay off and what you want to do with it. You can even get your funds as soon as today. Apply today, and how about this? You're going to get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for the Blitzers to get this good with good credit to get the special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding. Crawling
out of the darkness. You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Okay, I found the full video on DunyaNews.tv.
Dunya?
Yeah, it's like an English language.
What's the spelling?
Pakistani. D-U-N-Y-A News.tv. And it shows the whole... It shows the beginning. They were taking a selfie before they got on there, and it's the husband is the one that kind of bumps into her, and then it shows the baby falling off the edge, and then everybody panicking, and they're looking down there, and she's screaming at the husband, so I think she's blaming him. Looks a little suspicious, though, to take a selfie right before you're going to, maybe you're trying to get rid of him. I don't know.
Yeah, that is a bad look.
Yeah. But, so it's like a minute. And, you know, don't go look at that. It's terrible. You know, the death of a child is a terrible thing. Just because it was caught on video.
You don't see the baby die.
No, you just see the baby fall and disappear. That's it. He just disappears. Maybe he went to a happy
probably
place.
Onto a pillow or a trampoline.
Yeah, I'm sure there's. Yeah, I'm sure at the very bottom of that there was like a nice, comfortable bed, and he landed on that and he's fine.
It is kind of suspicious because they take a really long time to get on the elevator. They're like, or on the escalator. They're standing right in front of the escalator, and oh boy,
are we really giving play by play on a video or a baby?
Dude, that
dies.
Is gnarly.
I know. Well, okay, he does kind of bounce off the railing there, so that probably wasn't good for him.
No.
And yeah,
I can't believe you made me watch that. Why didn't you warn me?
I did. Well, it says graphic content on there. I told you what happened.
No.
She was posing for a selfie on the escalator,
man.
And the woman lost her balance when her husband asked for a selfie. And the baby slipped from her arms and hit the railing of the escalator before falling down. So they just did a selfie. Why does he need another? Who the hell is yelling?
What is that? All that noise, John?
I'm just curious. Who the hell's yelling out
there? It sounds like a really loud TV or something.
Yeah.
Was that people yelling?
I don't know. It couldn't be Patrick Creighton. He's over there doing Sean's show today.
Man.
So. That's all right, though. If it's just people yelling, there's not like any, it's not like anything's going on here. Not like there's a show on that. Do we know what that was?
Yeah, they're editing audio really, really loud.
Who was doing that?
Robert.
Who the hell is Robert?
He's one of our producers. Robert Harris. You'll know him when you see him.
What's he look like?
African-American.
You can say black. Are you, Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does he don't have any sense?
He said, oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you hired him, right?
No, not technically.
He did a pretty good job for me with the
Did they ask RJ you, Bell, like, hey, should I hire this guy?
No.
Nobody asked your recommendation on a hire on the production side?
Well, he's more of Craig's hire, but I think he asked me, and I said he was good, but he's been working for Craig mostly.
Okay.
He does a few things on this side, too. Okay. He did Barry Warner this morning. Produced Barry Warner this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, save that.
Yeah. I'd pay to see that.
832 says, isn't that the world leader in deaths for selfies? Yeah, I think India is,
it is.
Right?
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, so there's another one. That's just bad if you were trying to get your wife to take a selfie with your baby on an escalator.
Ugh.
What the hell? That's one where you kind of wish the dad had fallen off.
Or the mom.
For agreeing to it. No wonder she was screaming
at him.
And
they just took a selfie. Like, why do you need another one?
Do you need a selfie on an escalator? I mean, escalators scare the crap out of me as it is. I'm always worried my foot's going to get caught and I'm going to die.
So, I just think it's weird to take a selfie, then like stand at the very, like at the very bottom of the escalator for like 20 seconds, then get on the escalator and attempt to take another selfie immediately. It's shady, bro.
I'm kind of wondering. Squeezing a call, Boosh.
Sports.
Hey, I bet that baby would still be alive if they went to Texas Mattress Makers, probably. But anyways, that's beside the point. Hey, all this talk of gambling and all this talk of Hall of Fame, what do you guys, this is probably a Wednesday call, but what are the odds that maybe Pete Rose eventually gets in, you know, once people's ideals or, you know, thoughts towards gambling kind of ease up?
I don't know. I for one would be okay if they let Pete Rose back in, but I don't think this is going to impact it in any way.
No, because at the time, and even so, even making it legal, you're not going to allow baseball managers to bet on their own team.
No.
Even though it's legal. So,
because honestly, it's not a legality rule. It was a like a sanctity of the game rule.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't really think it. Yeah, you know, I've been getting that question a lot. And it's like, no, I don't think it has anything to do with Pete Rose, frankly. And I don't think it's going to change. And because even if it's legal, then there's going to be rules where you can't bet on your own team. And there should be. Because if you start impacting a game based on a bet you made,
yeah,
then, you know, and especially if you wind up betting against your own team. So, no, I don't think it has any impact at all. KBJ asked, are we sure it's a real baby?
I mean, there's reports, like, it's on the news that a baby died.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's on the BBC reported it. Clayton says, LOL, the number one show in town doing dead baby commentary. Very cocky. I'm pretty sure we've done similar type stuff even when we weren't number one.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Cocky? Mott says, I got all my escalator education from the movie Mallrats. I don't remember if I ever saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
The Kevin Smith movie?
No, I don't think I did.
Jay and Silent Bob?
Well, I've seen Jay and Silent Bob, but
you've seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, but you never saw Mallrats?
No, I never saw Mallrats. I probably did. I was probably stoned or something. I just don't remember.
Okay.
So.
Mallrats, good. Mallrats 2, not so good.
There's very few movies with a 2 after them that are good.
Yeah.
Godfather 2, yes.
It's a rarity.
Lethal Weapon 2, not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Die Hard 2.
Not as good as Die Hard with a Vengeance.
No.
In fact, Die Hard 2 probably, until they started remaking these, by far the weakest of the three.
Yes. I agree.
That was John Amos and where the plane, they crashed all the planes. Yeah. Die Hard with a Vengeance. All right, I'm gonna make a bold statement here. Hot take time. Die Hard with a Vengeance better than the original Die Hard.
It might be.
Samuel
it's
L.
in the conversation. Yeah. Yeah. I won't.
Do you think that's
for that?
Is that an insane statement?
No, I don't think so.
John, what do you weigh in on this?
No, that's not crazy. Samuel L., the one thing that stands out to me about that movie is the 3-gallon bucket with the 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
You have to get 4 gallons in the 5-gallon bucket. For some reason, that scene always stands out to me.
Yeah. What's the girl's name that played the girl that she was in Mallrats, but she was like the star in Chasing Amy with Ben Affleck. What was that girl's name? Did you ever see that one, Chasing Amy?
I don't know. What was it about?
It's a sort of a romantic comedy, I guess.
No, I don't really watch those very often.
But it's so. She was in Mallrats too. I can't remember her name, but yeah, I was trying to come up with reason like people you may have remembered from that.
Joey Lauren Adams.
That's her name. She used to be kind of hot. She was sneaky hot back then. She probably looks like hell now because she always looked older than she was in the
She's
movies.
50.
Oh, I bet it's gone way down.
Yeah, she was in Big Daddy. Have you seen Big Daddy?
Oh yeah, which one did she play? Oh, she's
played the one that he ends up with at the very end.
Oh really?
Yeah,
she was kind of cute in that.
Shannon Doherty was in Mallrats. Like, the whole premise of Mallrats is Stan Lee is coming to the mall, and then you have to watch it. It's a stupid movie. It's not that good. It's kind of funny, but
you're not really selling it.
Yeah,
maybe she looks rough now.
Ooh. Maybe you shouldn't watch it.
And she was cute. Yeah, she wasn't gorgeous, but she was cute.
She was cute. She was sneaky sexy.
She had that what's her name? Emma Stone look, kind of, you know, really cute and attractive, but not beautiful. The kind you feel like you have a chance with, because because I'm not beautiful. But look at this photo over now.
Ugh. Oh no.
Yeah, not good. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 269 says, Mom got her shoe caught in an escalator as a kid. I'd never go on one again. Those things always scared me, man. I saw a dude get his foot gnarled in it. That's why I mean, I'll do them, but I'm, like, really careful. And the wife just goes and starts walking up them. She's one of those because she's always in a hurry. And she gets pissed off because I won't do it. And it's like, dude, I'm almost phobic about it. I'm just going to hold on to this thing and make sure I don't go anywhere so I don't fall down and get my foot all gnarled up because of it. Because you're in a damn hurry, woman. Ronnie and Beaumont. Oh, I don't know if I should read this. Talk about the selfies. They wanted one with and without the child.
Oh, no.
Oh. Terrible. I don't know if I want to take this phone call. Is that a real name?
Yeah, do dirty.
Okay, if this winds up being another fake call.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
What's going on?
Sports.
Hello.
Hey, now.
You're on.
Okay, first of all, I want to tell you all that you're pleasantly amazing.
Oh, well,
I listen
thank you.
To you every day.
Thank you, sir.
And I was talking about the Rockets. I've always watched basketball, and I thought it was supposed to be a fast game. And the Rockets had only three fast break points the whole game. Golden State had 18. So that's a plus 15 for Golden State, and the Rockets lost by 13. And then I want to speak about Charles Barkley. I think he ain't worth a plug nickel with his comments he made about the Rockets.
Yeah,
and I'm going to hear your take on it.
Yeah, it's nothing new with Charles Barkley. I mean, he's not a Rockets fan.
And you're right about the fast break points. When they're at their best, they're getting fast break points off of turnovers on the other side. And last night it was the Warriors that were getting the turnovers. And the Rockets are really good. And that's the thing. They weren't getting any of that. And so they wound up just falling back on that isolation and slowing things down, which is they're very effective at. But, you know, that when you start, you look at the games where they've run up the big quarters and the big leads, when their defense gets going and they score a bunch of points in a hurry and then they start hitting the ISOs. But, and as far as Barkley goes, look, he doesn't like Houston. He's got a beef. He has ever since he's been here. And you know, that's one of those things. I'm just, I don't worry too much about what he says. I don't let him bother me because I don't listen to their halftime show.
I basically
during halftime I flipped over and watched the Jets Golden Knights.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, I've got some good news for me.
Yeah.
Bad news for Juggalo Trey.
Okay.
If you ate at a Chili's in the past 2 months.
That would never be me.
There's been a data breach, and now you need to keep a close eye on your bank and credit card accounts.
Oh, wonderful.
This is reason number 794 why I never eat at Chili's.
Oh, hey, you know what? Before we finish this, you know what we got to do, John?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't remind me.
It's the name game.
Thank God I saved you on this.
Let's play the name game.
We're going to call two names, and if one of them's your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a gift certificate to St. Bernard, premier destination for all ski, après-ski, swim, and designer apparel. With stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin, make St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. I want to go skiing so bad now after reading this. All right, John, what are the names? Oh, I've got them right here.
What's the first name in the name game?
Thank you, Dylan. You guessed it. We're the show doing the giveaway. We're looking for a Caleb.
Caleb, Bobela, Banana, Fana,
Wait, let me do this because they're in competition. Caleb or Vinny to call the show.
Vinny.
Be the first caller.
Bobini.
Be the first caller at 713-780-3776 to win a $50 gift card to St. Bernard. Now you can do whatever you want.
If your name's Caleb or Vinny, you can call.
Or Vincent.
Okay.
Or Caleb with a K.
Oh, that's allowed, huh?
Yeah, it's allowed.
Okay. Be unfortunate.
I only know like one Caleb.
He
runs a bar at one of the places I go eat.
Caleb seems like a little boy name.
Yeah.
And like, you're not allowed to grow up if your name's Caleb. You've got to be like Peter Pan.
I don't want
to
grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Right.
Oh, never mind. There's no more Toys R Us.
My cousin's son is named Caleb. But
and Vinny just reminds me of Jersey Shore.
Vinny and the Jets.
I think of my cousin Vinny.
Yeah, me too.
This is the generational gap here.
And Marissa Tomei, who was
that's when she was in her prime.
Yeah, she is the exact same age as me. We have the same birthday and the same year and everything.
Gosh, she looks so much better than you right now.
She does. She looks so much better than me my entire life.
What was she in recently where I was like...
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, man, she still looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think at some point that's going to be number 4.5 for me.
There's zero chance even breathe on you.
Oh, no, she will.
No.
Her eyesight's going, way. AJ. Her eyesight's going. It's like, you put a little fuzz on me, you know, where you can't really see me. You know, not so bad. Hey, okay, so get back to your story. Sorry, I had to interrupt to do that.
I forgot what I was even talking about. Oh, the Chili's thing?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No, so tell me about the data breach. So,
I mean, if you ate there in the last 2 months, like you may have been... compromised.
Okay, because I'm going to go on record as saying I don't like Chili's. I don't eat there. There's better options. But that's a Juggalo Trey place?
That's a Juggalo. It's his favorite place. Cerveza wants to know if the Rockets win game 2. What's your initial thought on that?
I think they have to win.
I mean, I thought I said the same thing about game 1.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if they win game 2. I don't understand how they're favored again. You know what they are now in the series? Minus 480 to plus 450.
Yeah, I could see that. If you think the Rockets have a chance, now you're getting your best odds. So I'd jump on it now cuz I don't think it's going to get.
But I also think that's wasting money. I mean, you might as well light money on fire.
Let me see. Marissa Tomei is in The Wrestler. She's a stripper and looks good. She didn't really have that many movies in her heyday. I think she was doing like the family thing, but she was in some mobster comedy movie. I remember that. And then she
looks like what I expected Meadow Soprano to grow up to look like.
Yeah, yeah. Only better, I think. She was much more attractive than Meadow Soprano.
What was it? Anger Management. She was in that. I mean, I guess recently. But that thing wasn't even recent.
But
that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, she was after My Cousin Vinny.
Wasn't she in a movie with Sandler?
That's Anger Management.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She was in Chaplin, and she was dating Robert Downey Jr. at the time. Like, who hasn't?
She was dating... In Spider-Man Homecoming, they kind of have a scene together.
Interesting.
Man, Anger Management was 15 years ago.
So between 2008 and 2013, she had an on-again, off-again relationship with actor Logan Marshall Green. They were rumored to be engaged, but a representative denied this. She's also dated Robert Downey Jr. I like her already. She said in 2009, "I'm not a big fan of marriage as an institution, and I don't know why women have to have children to be seen as complete human beings." I'm in. I'm telling you, she's got a chance with me. Oscar, that was the movie she was in. She played Lisa Provolone. That was before. Oh, she was in the Toxic Avenger too. That's a movie that's before your guys' time. The Toxic Avenger.
Simply Chris said, "Too weird. My unborn son is named Caleb. Due 8/16. My dog is named Vinny." I don't think you win for those.
No,
though.
But that's. I mean, you're all around it. It's one of those things. She was in Four Rooms.
I love that movie, Four Rooms.
But she's done a lot of stuff. She just hasn't done a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. But she's who cares? She's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, the wrestler won, I think it won some Oscars.
That's true. And I think she may have been like, I think she...
She won an Oscar for something.
She may have won an Oscar for that.
I think she might have won an Oscar for My Cousin Vinny for Best Supporting Actress.
I don't know. What do I know?
She was in War Inc., which I like quite a bit. There's been a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Big Short, great movie.
That is a good movie. She was nominated for In the Bedroom and The Wrestler, but she did win Best Supporting Actress in My Cousin Vinny.
Okay, there you go. All right. Hey, we're almost done here. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Look at Patrick Creighton in there all dressed up. He looks like he looks like a famous chef or something with a porn stash.
No, he's not a famous chef. He looks like he owns a pizzeria or something.
Yeah,
like, that's
what
yeah
there you
like.
Go. Nailed it.
He said he's dressed up because he was doing the Salisbury show.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody was looking at you. They're all looking at Robin anyway. So, yeah. But we have no Patrick tonight, though, because we have Cavaliers Celtics.
Oh, he's not even
coming on? No. We have Cavaliers Celtics. And over on SportsMap 94.1, we got the hockey game, which I have no opinion on because that series has me completely confused. I am going to bet the Jets hard tomorrow night, though, as much as I want the Golden Knights to win. I'll have my explanation then. And then I hope Mike knows that I'm totally, there's no way in hell, right, with Marissa Tomei. I'm just joking. It's like.
Did she just text you or something?
No. I've always admired her from afar, mainly because of the same birthday thing. And it's nice to know that somebody my age actually looks good, because it damn sure ain't me.
No.
Glenn Davis looks good.
Yeah, Glenn Davis does. Yeah, he's a very handsome man.
He's holding up nicely.
Let's do Hey Man Bleep That. I got one for you. You want to go first?
No, you go first, please.
Okay, because there are certain commercials that when you watch them, they're so bad that they have the opposite effect of you wanting to go have their product. Like Progressive Insurance, Flo, complete turnoff for me.
You don't like her.
I do not like Flo, never have. So anytime she's in a commercial, it irritates the crap out of me. Remember the Wendy's redhead? You know I like redheads, right? That one, same thing. Here's my new one. The Arby's commercial.
Dude,
I need a Euro.
Oh, let me tell you what's crazy. Did you see that Arby's bought Buffalo Wild Wings over the weekend?
I did not see that, no.
$2.5 billion.
Wow.
So where did Arby's get all this money?
Like, we have the meats.
Well, yeah,
that's why.
They have also the monies. I used to work at Arby's, and I don't know. I'm surprised that thing has 2.5. Like, if Buffalo Wild Wings bought Arby's, I'd say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Arby's bought Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, but those damn commercials, and you had to have seen them because they're on all the time. I need a Euro.
Yeah.
It's so bleeping annoying. So Arby's maybe I shouldn't go to Buffalo Wild Wings now because you bought them. Because you're annoying, and you have the meats.
We have the meats.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, they have meat.
Well, so does everybody else. So does every other restaurant. McDonald's has meats.
But they have the meats.
Even freaking Applebee's has meats.
Chili's has the meats.
Yeah, now you're gonna get screwed for it.
Chili's has the meats, and it costs a lot.
And that is, to that I say, hey man, f*** that.
I was getting like, I've got mine, Fred, and I honestly, I don't want to do it because it's gonna be political, and I don't want to deal with it on Twitter.
Go ahead, so, you can just ignore the political.
No, I'm trying to find
when do you not
something else.
Want to do political
today?
Okay.
It's Tuesday. I can't deal with it.
All right.
John, you go.
John,
I'm trying
you go
to
ahead.
Find something
We're
else.
Almost out of time anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got like 2 minutes. Well, I'm going to say my bank account has taken a little bit of a hit over the last couple of weeks.
By choice.
Yeah, by choice. It's not. This isn't
you
my
could have
Heyman.
Served Old English at your wedding.
I could have.
I was still gone.
My Heyman is the wedding industry. And how much money they make. And me and Teresa talk all the time about how we should invest in, like, you know, a property to hold weddings, you know, venues and stuff like that. Because each one, a nice one can cost 40, 50K just to hold an event.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they make so much money. And they screw you over and they charge you like $6, $7 a chair. And you have, add that up to 400 people. My God, they make a killing off of you know, people like us
are you
that asked, get married.
Do you want us to pay for our chairs?
Well, if you want, you can give me $6. No, I'm kidding. But no, just to the wedding industry and how much money that there is in just venues and vendors and flowers and, you know, decorations and all that. To that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
Maybe we should get in that business. I'll partner up with you.
Not a bad idea.
I'll partner up with you.
You know, did you see that there's, you know how we have storm chasers here?
Yeah.
I think those people are dumb and kind of hoping to die.
You watch that damn movie Twister. It's not like that.
I mean, it's cool, but those people could have easily died in that movie.
Well, some of them did. Remember Cary Elwes?
Do you know?
Spoiler alert.
Thanks a lot. I haven't seen Twister in 10 years, 15 years, and now I know what happens again. Did you see that there are lava chasers?
No.
And the scary thing about lava chasers is, like, they're seeing, like, fissures in the ground open up and just start spurting lava. And so they're walking, and it's basically like a minefield. You never know when a lava burst is just going to come out of the ground. And these guys are walking around filming where this is happening with the possibility that they could be lava'd. So to that, I say,
hey, man. That
I would kind of like to see it, but only if I could see it from a really safe distance.
Yeah, or like from an airplane.
Yeah, or a helicopter.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job today, Jong Lee. Great job today, AJ Hoffman. I only partially sucked today. We will be out at Carbach tomorrow. Cannot wait.
Come out and see us. Drink a beer
or two. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.